Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's Sunday, the 31st of December, and I welcome you to the Word of Grace. Naturally, I hope that you've had a happy and a holy Christmas, but I am mindful that others listening in may have found the season troubled and the time difficult. That first Christmas, Jesus came from God for all the times of our lives, be they good or bad, happy or sad, and to bring eternal life and an everlasting light into the dying and darkling world. And so we have hope, peace, joy, and love in all the times of our lives. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm glad that you join me here on CJMQ Radio. I would be delighted if you joined with us in the congregation on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. in person at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, or you can join us online through the Facebook or YouTube channels. Micah the prophet said, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times."
Above thy deep and dreamless.
Let us pray. God of grace and glory, we praise you from the heights and from the depths, from the courts of power and from the sidewalks of our lives. Your splendor shines from a manger where the light of the world was born for us. In fragile flesh, you are revealed to us face to face, reaching out to claim our love. And so we gather with those who have glimpsed that love to rejoice that you have claimed us in Jesus Christ. We offer you our praise, Creator, Son, and Spirit, source of life, glorious light, wisdom of the ages. God of our lives, we know you are with us through thick and thin, in times of great joy and at moments of disappointment. Yet we can feel let down when the joy of Christmas Day has passed. Our hope gets folded away with the gift wrapping. Our energy for the future feels a bit tattered. Forgive us when our faithfulness flickers like a candle burning down. Hear the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ is our light and our salvation. In him we are made new. Let us give thanks to God and be at peace with ourselves and with one another. Send your Holy Spirit to refresh our minds and hearts and embrace your truth revealed in Christ, your word made flesh. In his name we pray. Amen. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1 at verse 18, we read an account of how the birth of Jesus took place. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And in Luke's Gospel, we have the account of the shepherds who came to the manger. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
They wake up suddenly in the night. There is light and figures dancing in the sky, clothed in more colors than the world can contain. And all the silences of the night weep in song, like that of a river cascading from the wild mountain to the slow human plain. Star harvest and then go on their way again.
At Christmas time, you can sometimes hear people say things like, "It's a pity that in all the rush, we don't have time to think about what Christmas really means." Well, if you're one of the people who was thinking that, there is good news. In the churches, we're still celebrating Christmas. We in the church begin our celebration on the day when everyone else finishes theirs. And so after the Feast of the Nativity, or Christmas Day, we have a further 11 days and more to reflect upon and to celebrate what the incarnation of Jesus means. And we're no longer being bombarded by images of reindeer and Santa Claus and shopping day countdowns. If you want a brief potted summary of the Christmas message, these few verses from Galatians chapter 4 are probably about as good as you could ever hope to find. When the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. When we speak of the incarnation of God in Jesus, or of God becoming incarnate in Jesus, we're talking about God becoming present among us in bodily form, as a human being named Jesus. In Jesus, God has become completely present in a human body, in a form that is not only touchable and seeable, but which is subject to all the limitations and vulnerabilities that we as incarnate people are subject to. This Christmas, more than likely, you will have exchanged gifts with someone. You gave a gift to someone, and that someone gave a gift to you. Or maybe it was the other way round. But what we have here in this passage is the most extraordinary exchange of gifts. We give Jesus our humanity, and he accepts it, and he offers us his divinity, his God nature, in exchange. He becomes a child of human beings in order that we might become children of God. He becomes what we are in order that we might become what he has always been. Paul is quite explicit about this. Because you are now God's children, the Spirit of God's Son, Jesus, has been sent into your hearts. Jesus was born under the thumb of human pressures and constraints, just the same as we are. But he came into such a life to enable us to find a way out. He lived our life, and at the end in the cross, he died our death. But through his death, we find life. Through our judgment that fell on him, we find forgiveness that he gives to us and find the grace of God. When God became flesh in Jesus, he put himself in our hands at our mercy, so that we could put ourselves into God's hands and receive God's mercy.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let love in hearts and on him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary. Oh, song on high, his mother sings. child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, on Mary's lap? He is sleeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for you have fulfilled your promises and clothed us in the garments of salvation and the robes of righteousness. And now in the fullness of time, our eyes have seen your salvation come, born of a woman, growing in strength and wisdom, fulfilling the lifelong yearnings of those awaiting your redemption. Rising up as a sign of your grace and exposing the truth in our sinful hearts, he was opposed by many and crucified. But you raised him to life and opened the way of salvation so that we might be adopted as your children and heirs. God of love, as we have celebrated the birth of Jesus our Saviour, we are filled with thanks that he has shared human life and knows well both our joys and heartaches. And we bring our prayers for the world that you love, grateful that Jesus walks ahead of us into the year ahead. We pray for all children, for they embody our future. Protect them from danger, strengthen their characters, give them joy. Help them look to the future with hope and trust. We pray for those whose hearts are filled with pain and fear, and for those whose Christmas has been touched with loss or grief. Surround each one with your comforting embrace. We pray for those who fear violence in their daily lives, here and in so many regions of conflict. And we pray for those who are anxious about the year ahead, for whatever reason. Grant each one the courage and strength to face the days ahead. And as this year draws to a close, we surrender to you, O God, the challenges it has held for us, so that they will not remain as burdens. Remind us of the good things that have offered us encouragement and pleasure. Give us wisdom to navigate whatever the coming year brings. And in the new year, grant our leaders the wisdom and generosity of spirit to collaborate on decisions they face for the well-being of society and of the earth itself. And we pray that too for our church leaders, that your people may be knit together in love and faithfulness and service in the gospel. Inspire us all with the hope, joy, and peace we find through trusting you, as we pray together the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, both now and into the new year and for evermore. May the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and all whom you love. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.